a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The ultimate football experience was had by all on Saturday night.
Exactly. The Matilda securing their spot, rather, in the semi-final for the first time in history. Penalty shootout. It was crazy. And when the ball finally went in the back of the net, everyone was screaming.
Into history.
Now, I don't know if you can tell, but one of those screams was from a lady called Selma and her daughter, Zara. Zara got the winning top, the match-winning top, off Sam Kerr's back. It's gone viral. Good morning, Selma and Zara.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Zara, how do you feel, little superstar? How cool?
Yeah, it's very cool.
It is very cool, Zara. Now, I've heard that obviously you're a Matildas fan, obviously you're a Sam Kerr fan, but is there any truth to the rumour that you also play a bit of soccer?
Yes, I play for Salisbury, Brisbane,
SCL
Bridge.
Nice.
And tell me, you were at the match. How did you get Sam Kerr's jersey?
We were screaming and trying to get Sam's attention.
Yeah.
So we get the jersey. And while she was walking to her locker room, she came up to, she was getting her jersey off, and she came up to us and she gave me the jersey, and I was very excited, shocked. I didn't know this was coming to me.
Of course. Did you feel like, because quite often when players at the end of the match give someone else their jersey, they then have to give their top, you know, they swap them. It's not just one takes the top and they leave. Did you feel like you had to give her your top as well?
What about that? I think that if she had her old Bridge jersey, maybe.
That would have been cool.
Yes, of course. And I guess, Zara, what does it smell like? Because Sam Kerr put in a massive effort. Yeah. Is it just amazing, the smell of Sam?
Yeah.
Can I just say that we females don't smell, okay?
We smell like winners.
So
we are winners. The winning smell.
Yeah, right, smell of victory. Selma, Mum, will you ever wash it, or is it a case of put it in a frame? What are you going to do with it?
Definitely in a frame. We did have some offers actually from the radio before offering 5,000. We said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But we're hoping that, you know, before we frame it, we can get a nice signature autograph from Sam.
Cool.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Now, I guess the big question is, Zara, a lot of people will be offering you money. Is there any price that you would take for the jersey, or is this one just for you?
There's no price. It's just for me. I don't want to sell it.
I love it.
That's beautiful.
That's great.
Hey, Selma, before we wrap it up, as mother of a young girl who plays football, how amazing has this run by the Matildas been, and how inspiring has it been for not only Zara but for the girls that she plays with?
Definitely. This is what Australian soccer, female soccer needed, and it's going to give opportunity, not just for Zara, for other girls that have some talents to actually achieve. And hopefully we see Zara and many other girls being part of Matilda in the future.
Yeah.
Amazing. Zara, your screams got the attention of Sam Kerr. Can you wrap us up by screaming, "Go Matildas!"
Go Matildas!
Yes!
Good on you, mate. Congratulations. And thanks for having a chat to us this morning, both of you.
Thank you, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I found something out.
Mm.
It's like a fact, but it's weird. And I've been holding on to it because it's kind of wigging me out a bit.
Okay.
And I don't know if I want to put that onto you. But there's this thing, right? Did you know that anything you imagine, right? Just say if you imagine your keyboard, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Because you can see the keyboard and you know what the keyboard is and everything, you can imagine what your tongue would feel like to taste the keyboard.
Mm, I can, yes.
And that happens with everything. So, for example, you're wearing a flannelette shirt. Think about the flannelette shirt and your tongue knows
what it would be like to lick the shirt. Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Is, yeah. And then your brain just, it's everything. Here's a tissue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Right?
It would stick and then we'd fall apart.
Here's an ice cube.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that just things that you've licked, though?
No. No, it's not. It can be anything. Your brain knows. It can be anything. Literally. The fairy wall that we have here in the studio.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that I don't know what it would be like.
I know.
To
and then when your brain, look, I have OCD, and part of that is that my brain likes to punish me. And, you know, so sometimes my brain will be like, well, imagine what it would be like to, you know,
lick whatever.
Yeah, like Wombi will do a turd, and it will be like, and you're like, oh my God!
Chocolate mousse.
Oh my God! Your tongue knows. Tongue knows.
It does.
And it's freaking me out.
There's nothing I can think of that I don't know.
Everything. Yeah. Think about everything. Look around you right now. Car steering wheel. Everything. Maybe you're in the car. You know. Your tongue knows. It's I'm sorry to drop that on you, but I've been dealing with that for a couple of weeks now.
Surprising licks. 5223295
No, we're not.
Five. Did you lick something and it didn't feel like your tongue thought
No, don't do that.
Give us a call.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Everyone is behind the Matildas at the moment. It is so exciting. I just wanted to share with you two how the moment when we won, what I was doing.
All right, paint a picture for us. Hang on.
Into history.
Emotional.
So good. So good.
Oh, my God.
I didn't get to see that live, and I'll tell you why. So I was at the MCG. I was working for Channel 7 as part of my job there, and the MCG arrangement with the AFL and FIFA was that the game was going to be shown on the big screen for all the people who got there early.
Yes.
And it was fantastic. It was on the big screen.
Were there a lot of people that turned up?
Yeah, it was a little rainy, so I reckon a few took their time getting there. But then it started really filling up, and they were, you know, cheering with the moments, the near misses, all of that. We were in the commentary box doing our production meeting. And we had it on all the screens in the commentary box. There's about 15 different TVs in the commentary box. So, great. We weren't listening to a word the producer was saying.
Yeah.
And he knew it too, which is fantastic. So, that's all happening. Great. End of regulation, though, FIFA would only allow the AFL or the MCG to show the big screen stuff to the end of regulation, the 90 minutes. You weren't allowed to watch extra time or the penalties on the big screens.
Terrible closure rating.
How is that allowed?
Listen, I don't think the discussions between FIFA and the AFL were overly warm and cordial. I think it was a pretty heated...
Are you sure that's 100% correct? Because they didn't want to make the AFL players feel weird when they're running out and playing.
No, this wasn't... The extra time was while warm-ups were still going on.
Right, so it wasn't even gameplay yet.
I could understand if it wasn't gameplay. That would be fair. But every other screen in all of the MCG, so all the TVs in the concourses, function rooms, bars, everything, had it on.
Yeah.
So now this is the life of a boundary rider in the commentary. I'm then sent downstairs to go and be ready for my interviews as the coaches run out in the ground. We're down there with zero screens. Absolutely zero, other than one TV that has the broadcast of the football on it.
Where,
in this case, AFL football, not the world football. So I am sitting on the boundary. I then move into my position. The game starts. I have no way of watching. I know that everyone upstairs, all the commentary guys, are barely watching the football. They're watching on 15 different screens the Matildas playing.
Yeah.
There's 70,000 in the house at the MCG. if they're not watching on one of the screens around the bars or the concourse, they've got it on their phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the mobile data was basically non-existent on my phone.
Sure, like,
oh,
yeah.
Of course.
So I couldn't watch it on my phone. Oh. Neither could the boundary producer with me. I had no idea what was going on other than a little earpiece in my ear, the producer of the football telling me, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to penalties. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, right. So he's commentating for you.
Yeah.
So you want to hear the crowd too go, ooh.
Yeah, lots of that happening. But also the game is going on at this stage. So there's the ups and downs of the game of AFL. Anyway, fast forward to quarter time. We get to quarter time. Everyone goes deathly quiet. Huh. And I'm sent out. I have to interview one of the assistant coaches from Melbourne. I'm standing there waiting.
Oh, no one cares.
And I look around at the stands. Every single person in the MCG had their back to the ground, pretty much, heads down.
Yeah.
So they were watching all these TVs. And I'm like, this is kind of weird. Anyway, yeah. I'm about to go live on TV. And then just out of nowhere, 70,000 people just go ballistic. Like, huge cheer as though a team's at the ground has just kicked the winning goal, but it was happening up in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I'm like, to the producer, I'm like, did we just win? Yes. Did we win? Was that it? Was that the one? And he's like, yeah, we've done. And craziness, Ed Kerner, who plays for Carlton, he was the sub for Carlton. When the cheers happened, he's come running to me.
Yeah.
And he's like, so what happened? Did we save one to win it or did we kick one to win it? I'm like, I got no idea. And then the producers told me to tell Ed, we kicked one to win it. And so he's like, fist pumping, and then run back and continued his warm up that he was supposed to do as the sub.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is awesome. I'm standing in the middle of the MCG. And the only way I knew that we'd finally won it was the cheer of 70,000 people all just pumped. It was so good.
And did you get to say anything on your coverage, or did you have to act like I have no idea what's happening?
No, you know I don't often make a producer call.
Yeah.
We were coming back from an ad break, and the producer said, "Okay, so you've got Adam Uzo, who's a good assistant coach."
Mm.
And I said, "Mate, drop the interview. We're not doing an assistant coach. Just show highlights of the penalty shootout right up to the bounce." He's like, "Great call, bad luck."
Right.
So Adam Uzo, who's a great guy, he's come over to do the interview. I'm like, "Mate, you've been dropped for the soccer.
You got the bump.
Fair call."
He gets it. Yeah, you would have been used to that sort of reaction though. You stepping out to do an interview.
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Bash him.
Stop! Stop! Stop in the name of the law! Stop in the name of good taste!
Stop! It's the fashion police.
Yes?
Just quickly, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh!
When did you two make that?
Like ages 4 years ago.
Like 1924?
This is the... Remember I did for what TV theme? The Bill? This is that... Basically the excuse to play the Bill theme on the show.
Wow, some of your finer work, you two.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Please continue, Tommy.
We used to do things. So you guys will be familiar with the band Blink-182.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, who, you know, if you're not familiar with, have come up with some of the greatest songs of all time, like, for example, Bit of This Gear. Hang on.
Right.
So Travis Barker, who's famously married to a Kardashian now, that's basically sort of what he's doing.
Yeah.
We've got Mark Hoppus.
Mm-hmm.
He's floating around.
Still, bless him.
Yep.
Beat Cancer.
Yeah, certainly. And then Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Who left the band for a while, but he's back.
He got a bit alien foil hat type guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So we all go through that stage.
Well, I was kind of into it.
Yeah.
All right, so Tom is sort of, he's always been my favourite in the band, and so Carly and my wife, obsessed with Blink-182, right, and has always loved Tom.
Yeah.
Right, so she got herself a Tom, totally different.
Same.
I've been referred to as like a Wish, the Anko version of Tom.
Yeah, got the tattoos.
He's very tall. I think somebody she works with, yeah, he's tall. Super tall. They're both really tall.
Yeah, Mark, yeah.
Someone she works with was like, if you really squint. I was like, I don't think so.
Look, if I have to be the friend that supports you in that lie, I'm happy to be.
No, it's not. I don't need. She said to me the other day, because we're going to go see them in February.
Yes.
She's like, what if I, is it weird if I hold up a sign that says, marry me, Tom?
Yeah.
That's a concert gold. Because it's, and I was like, yeah, as long as it doesn't say, I'm pregnant, Tom.
Well, I think you need to carry the sign that says, I'm Tom.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be cool. Okay, funny, because this is where we're going with it, right? So as you said, Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 got a little bit sort of...
Foil hat.
Tin foil hat. Because Aliens Exist is one of their sort of albums, of the whole thing, right? Yeah. So he's started this media company, it's called, and it's called To The Stars, right?
Okay, yeah.
So when they first burst back on the scene this year at Coachella, he was wearing a T-shirt that says To The Stars, and it's a really cool-looking T-shirt.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I would wear that T-shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I, like, Googled what it was about, and I was like, oh, because he's media company. Well, I'm not going to wear a T-shirt advertising a media company for a guy who's in a band that I like. It seems like a bridge too far.
Yeah. Why not?
If the T-shirt's really nice.
T-shirt's cool.
Yeah.
It's one of your favourite band members and musicians. It just says stars.
Yeah. Well, cool. So anyway, I was borderline on wearing that T-shirt. And the whole idea of the media company is to prove that aliens exist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this is what I only found out yesterday. That Carly is like, have you heard To The Stars? I was like, yeah, I saw the T-shirt. She's like, yeah. It's the whole idea of it is to prove that aliens are real, and you know the American government's just come out recently and said, look, UFOs we have got them. They are aliens, do exist. So
and everyone's like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We have to go to work tomorrow. Yes, well then whatever.
As you can imagine, though, Tom DeLonge does care.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty excited, right? Mm. So now, To The Stars have brought out a new run of T-shirts, and I don't know if you've seen them.
No.
But they don't just say To The Stars at the big letters on the chest. They say this.
Tom was right.
Tom was. Oh, you've got to get one of those.
So this is where I'm going with this.
See, Carly instead was of like, you screaming at people all the time, you can wear it on yourself.
Carly was like, would you wear that? And I was like, I think maybe I would.
You are a slogan guy.
Yeah. No, that's. And it's a good T-shirt. That's a nice-looking T-shirt.
It's a nice-looking T-shirt, isn't it? Big white letters, black T-shirt, red line underneath it. It does say aliens effing exist underneath that.
I think it might be a HR issue. You walking around, Tom being the boss. Tom was right.
Yeah. I said to Carly, I was like, you should get one of these T-shirts, babe. And she was like, no, I will never admit it. So we're a yes, I should get this T-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the T-shirt.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want to know if you crossed paths with your partner before you sort of ended up with them. Like you knew them or you ran into them or you got together and then counted back and went, hang on a sec, I was there and you were there. And oh my God, we played tennis together or something like that.
Isn't that crazy when that happens? It's like your energy's just always been there.
Yeah, because you two always joke all the time that you two probably went to a concert or a festival or something at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
And now you're ending up as co-hosts on a radio show. Yeah. So we'd love to hear people, have you married someone, ended up partner, whatever, and you go back and trace, you're like, oh, I grew up just around the corner from there. I used to play at that playground all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely we went down the slide together or something when we were little kids, whatever it might be.
52232955, Azza in Hamlin Heights, what's your sitch?
Slightly different. About 20 something years ago, I was with a girl, and we just turned 18, you know, rented our first house, all that sort of stuff, as you do.
Yeah.
Lease finished and whatever, and yeah, I can't even remember why, but we sort of lost contact and went our own separate ways and that sort of thing. That sort of 20 years down the track, February 2020. I think he moved away from what she told me, and then 2020 we sort of bumped into each other, and sort of end of 2020 we got together and we're sort of back on sort of thing. But she did, like, obviously after we got together we'd had conversations about she was here and we were there, but we're sort of trying to find each other, but she had been in Geelong and we'd been in certain places sort of at the same time but hadn't bumped in for each other. And then, just 20 years down the track, we just sort of bumped into each other and started up, where we finished.
Maybe, yeah, maybe it was waiting for when the time was right.
Yes.
I like that one. Georgie in Ocean Grove. Georgie, what about you? Have you got a story like this?
Yeah, so it's to do with me and my husband. And when I was at uni, I went to drinks with a friend and all of her friends. I didn't really know anyone. We were just at the pub, and her friend's partner worked at a firm. So he was in a suit, and we were all still, you know, grubby uni students. And he had a mate, so there was two suit men at the pub with all of us grubby. So, I remember them sitting in the corner. And, probably 18 months later, I ended up working at that same firm and ended up meeting my husband, and we got together. And then when we got chatting about, kind of mutual friends, he realised that night at the pub I was wearing a T-shirt that said the girl next door.
Mm.
And he's like, I totally remember seeing you and that T-shirt, the girl next door T-shirt.
Yeah.
So
he kind of took two goes to get to us, but...
That's so cute.
Crossed paths a couple of years before.
Yeah. So it's all working out all right.
yeah, 22 years.
Brilliant. Good on you. Congratulations.
With what do you call him? Suitman.
Suitman,
the girl next door.
That's a great comic book. I'd read that one. Carol in Mount Dunedin, wrap this one up for us. When did you meet your significant other in the past?
Well, it's actually a story about a family member. She was adopted out at one, and as she got older, she moved to Perth and found out three of her half-sisters live 20 minutes away from her.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And so she could have been, like, so
oh,
she...
they would have known, yeah, they would have crossed paths, and they're all identical to each other.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's crazy.
States and states away, they all ended up at the same state.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And
that's
sort of really close together as well. And so they obviously they reconnected and whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're walking around the streets today, take an extra good look at those around you.
Yeah. Dodsy, my wife, just quickly, Tommy, just sent me one, which is really cool. So where she works at Kick Academy, Robbie and Marissa, everyone knows Coach Robbie.
Yeah.
They're now married they got three kids, 20 years married. They found out they were both born one after each other at the Geelong Hospital.
No.
And they checked, they are consecutive numbers in birth certificates.
What?
All those years later.
So they share the same birthday?
Yeah. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. So it was kind of like, okay, we've got star-crossed lovers here. Now push one out and there goes the other one. The universe works in wonderful ways, everyone.
I thought you were going to say they met each other at fish night as kids on a Friday or a seafood night.
What?
Sorry.
Glad we went there,
Tom. It's a Croatian thing. All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.